Hello, welcome to This Working Life. I'm Lisa Leong. What does your workspace look like at home? Is it covered in things you've been meaning to take care of? In this bonus episode of Try This, you're going to learn how to declutter your work from home space. So let's get the gloves on and let's get cracking. Amy Revell is a decluttering expert. She works with clients every day in their homes and their offices. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Lisa.
Why do people need help decluttering their work from home spaces, Amy?
It's often like a reflection of the insides of our brains, isn't it? Like our workspace. And so sometimes we look at our workspace and think, I just actually don't know where to start. I need all of this. This is all really important. If I move any of it, I'm going to miss a project. I'm going to miss replying to something. And so having the ideas or having someone in person to kind of go, this is the steps to take, can make what can be an overwhelming job much, much simpler.
And it kind of goes deeper from just knowing where things are. I can imagine that just having a decluttered space, there's something about the way in which we're operating as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when you've got a really cluttered space, you can often kind of feel that heightened sense of urgency. You can feel a little bit like stress of what if I need to get something quickly and I cannot find it underneath these mounds of all the things that are piling up on your desk. And clutter can stifle creativity and productivity. And so once you actually deal with the clutter, it can really help you to increase your capacity in all those other areas. And it reduces kind of that stress. So there's been studies done that our cortisol levels are higher when we're surrounded by clutter. And so if you're sitting in a work from home space for 6-8 hours a day, you don't really want like an additional layer of stress that you don't need to have that is not serving you in any way.
Some people would say that, you know, that's just the way their mind works and they know exactly what the piles are and where everything is. Have you come across anyone like that?
Oh, heaps. And what I would say is we don't then say to that person, no, you need to be minimalist, because we're not trying to put anyone in a particular box, but rather say, okay, so what you're saying is you like to be able to see everything. So what's a way that we can create space for you, but that you can also see things? So, yeah, okay, I can see there's a stack of files on your desk. So rather than saying, well, they're going to go in the filing cabinet, could we get a vertical file for your desk? So they're up and they're out of the way. You've got somewhere to return them. When you finish your workday and your desk just looks like you're in the middle of your workday, so you come back in the morning, you're like, oh, there's no fresh start. So even visual people, we can find ways to go, yes, we can keep it visual, but how about we have homes for items? Because it's the lack of homes that often causes the chaos, because you kind of don't know where to put it when you're finished, or to be honest, where to find it when you need to get started.
And how do you see neurodiversity impacting the way people manage their workspaces?
Oh, so much. I'm an ADHDer myself, and a lot of the clients that I work with are neurodiverse. And so it just means you ask a lot of questions. So I don't walk into a workspace and kind of make assumptions of going, okay, so what we need, a particular filing cabinet, we need your pens in this way. I want to know lots of questions like, how do you work? Do you multitask? Do you have lots of little projects on the go? Do you like to clear the deck and do a project, put that project away? And so understanding how people work and often using the habits they already have. So you kind of want to say, like, what do you do when you're finished with a project? When you're writing notes, and I can see that you've got 7 notebooks that are all full and maybe you haven't gotten rid of, what's the process? And so if they're like, I always keep them, you're like, okay, how's that working? Do you ever need to find something in them? And so it is about finding like how they work and then working with that rather than kind of throwing everything out and starting afresh with like what I think would be better.
And what does a cluttered workspace typically look like?
All right. So I want you to picture like there's maybe 6 or 7 cords that are actually not connected to anything that you're way too scared to throw out, because you're like, I don't recognize the end of that cord, but what if it's that digital camera that I took photos on from the last holiday? And then there's probably notebooks and mail, and you've got charging ports and you've got hard drives that you're not really sure if you put that stuff onto your Google Drive. And so what you find is there's all these little projects, and it might be a parcel that's come in that you've half unwrapped, and pens and your vitamins and 4 drink bottles and a glass of water and an empty coffee cup. And so it's not like in the 80s when it was like a big telephone and a Rolodex, and it's not kind of these big equipment things. It's actually life. And it's the life that we do while we're working, like we integrate life into work when we work from home so much more. And so it can look like the kids came in and threw their soccer registration form on your desk while you've also got the financials and you've got a drink on the go. So it can get pretty chaotic, Lisa.
So we're all nodding here. Can you paint us a picture of your vision? What does a decluttered workspace look and feel like?
I think the decluttered workspace is all about being really intentional. So I love at the end of the workday, I have my laptop and I have my screen and I have my notebook. That's all I want left on my desk. But during the day, like at the moment, I've got a water bottle, I've got a hair tie, I've got a pen, I've got, you know, lots of different little bits that I'm using on a workday. But at the end of the day, I want to be able to kind of tidy that up. So that's what I would say the kind of end goal of the end of the day is. But during the day for me, it's really important that when I'm finished doing something, I put it away. So even if it's as simple as I've had a cup of nuts and I'm tempted to just put it in the corner and think I'll deal with that later, I'll walk it back to the kitchen. Or if I've got some mail and I've opened it, I'm like, I need to pay that. I'll actually get rid of the envelope straight away and I'll put the to be paid things where they go. And so it's about kind of having this ideal of like, I don't want my desk to end up this crazy cluttered mess that I then can't find things or it stifles me. I think most of us are in jobs where we have to combine productivity and creativity. And both of those things are quite heavily impacted when we just have that natural everyday clutter buildup.
Okay, so what's your approach? Do you go, okay, let's just put every single thing in a pile and go from there? Or what do you do?
Do you know what? That's actually not too far off, because generally what I would do is clear the space completely. And so that sometimes does include grabbing a container or a box and kind of putting everything in and saying to the person, all right, sit at the desk. Tell me what you're looking for. Tell me what is absolutely essential you can't do without. And we might bring that back in. So there are some things that you do need on a desk just to be able to function and do your job. But other things like, say, a stapler, you're more than likely not using that one or two times a day. So that could sit a little bit further away. And look, it's good for us to be able to get up and get things that we need relatively irregularly. And so if you've got to get up to go and get the sticky notes and you use them twice a week, that's not even a bad thing. That's a good thing. And so we're bringing back onto the desk, like, okay, what makes you more productive? What helps you to kind of feel like I've got everything I need and I'm set up and I'm not going to be distracted by going, oh no, I'm missing that thing. Then you start to reintroduce the items that they need.
Ah, I see. Okay. And so the question is, do I need to use this item and how often? So we're not saying, does this stapler bring me joy?
No, we are absolutely not. Or in some workplaces and in some work from home spaces, you'd be getting rid of everything. It's not about joy, because there's a little on my desk that brings me joy. My work brings me joy, but none of the things that are required to do my job bring me joy in terms of like, you know, that's a really awesome pen. You're thinking about like, practically speaking, what does this look like?
So I have like so much paper. And every time I try and even look at the first piece of paper, I'm already bored. So what would we do with just the mountains of paper that we have?
So what I would suggest is you gather it all together. So whether it's in an in tray or some kind of container, like, okay, all the paper works together. And what you want to do is do a quick flick. Can I absolutely get rid of some things? And so as you go through, there might be a financial report from a year ago and you can let that go. So do that quick flick. And then if you find that as you're going through this paperwork with like, you've just got one action left on it, like you've followed the first 10 steps and you just didn't do the last one, I would grab a red pen or a highlighter and just mark it really clearly on that paper. So next time when you see that piece of paper, when it's action time rather than sorting time, you know exactly what to do. You don't have to kind of scan through the whole thing and go, why did I keep this piece of paper? Can I get rid of it? No, you've made it really clear for future Lisa. I just need to do that one thing and then this paper can go. And I think that can be a helpful way to say you don't have to do all of the actions as you go through it, because that can be quite overwhelming.
Now, not everyone does have a dedicated workspace at home. So what if there's work-related clutter, but it's actually all over the house?
And this is really, really common. So I find that it's common for people who were kind of forced into working from home during lockdowns. And so maybe there wasn't space, you know, everyone else was at home, or the home just doesn't facilitate an individual closable, close the door, close your computer kind of work from home space. And so in that instance, people are working from the kitchen bench, they're working from the kitchen table, they might be working in the lounge room. what you can do is, rather than feeling like I have to have in my home this whole work from home space that's incredible and kind of replicates a workplace, it might be that you've got a caddy or a container that you can put everything in, and when it's work time, you bring it all out and set it all up. And then at the end of the day, you can kind of put it away. You might slide it under the couch or put it in a cupboard. But that kind of stops you feeling like you actually never get a break. Because if work stuff is always on your kitchen bench, you feel like you're kind of never fully at home and never fully at work. And that is not good for our mental health. Having that kind of break is a really important thing.
Okay, digital declutter. What do we do?
Yeah, and it's hard because we don't visually see that digital clutter often. It's often when we're going to look for something and someone says, hey, I think I sent you that document already, or it's a couple of years old and you're looking for it. And so the best thing you can do for your future self is just start on a digital organize now. My recommendation is start digitally organizing before you start digitally decluttering. Because if you just look at all your files or look at all your documents or look at all your images, it's really overwhelming to know, like, well, I don't know if that's the only copy I have of that photo or that document or that creative thing that I made. And so if you start to create some folders that are like, okay, this was our holiday in this year, this is the presentation I did at this company on this month, and you start to categorize and then just start dumping stuff in the folders. So we're just going to organize and put things like with like. It's as if you were organizing the bathroom. Okay, yeah, all my makeup is together, my sanitary items are together, my hair care is together. And you're kind of doing that digitally. And so then once you've actually got it categorized, you're like, okay, I don't have just random files everywhere. And this works for email just as much as it works for online storage. You've got your categories. Then you can kind of, when you have a minute, look at a category and go, oh yeah, there's version 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 of that exact same file with the same date and the same gigabytes. And so I can actually reduce that.
So, Amy, let's do a bit of a decluttering our workspace challenge for everyone, and I'll participate as well. So in the next week, what are we doing?
I want you to look at your desk with super fresh eyes, and I want you to first off start with the category of rubbish. What on here is actually rubbish? So maybe it's paperwork rubbish, maybe it's a broken charger rubbish, maybe it's an empty drink bottle, or it's a pen that doesn't work anymore. Like, that is the easiest category. And so just rubbish, off it goes. Then I want you to think, what is on here that doesn't belong here? What belongs elsewhere? So do I actually have a cable drawer? And for some reason, they've kind of like slithered their way onto my desk and I just kind of didn't notice. They're just doing their thing. Okay, they go back to where they belong. And if you've got some of your pens live, put the pens back where they live. So have a think then, what systems do I already have in place? We're not trying to recreate the wheel. Yeah, I do already have somewhere where my cables and chargers live, or I do have somewhere where my pens can go, or I have a little spot on my desk where my vitamins live. So start putting things back where they belong and then start thinking, okay, what else is on here that I need to create a home for? So by creating homes for things, and it can either be in a receptacle on your desk or in a drawer or offsite a little bit, so maybe at the other side of the room in some cupboards, what can I actually relocate so that I can clear my space? And you're going to start to see progress quickly. And that way you can spread it out over that week, Lisa. I'm not saying to people, clear your whole desk off. Let's just do it all in one big 3-hour block. Actually, let's go with the rubbish. Let's put things back where they belong. And how do we actually relocate items that don't belong on our desk anymore?
I feel like you've got a spy camera on my desk. Okay, you know what? I'm going to give this a crack. So I'll report back on LinkedIn. Okay, Amy?
I love that. I'm going to be keeping an eye out.
Thanks so much, Amy.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
Amy Revell is a decluttering expert, and now is as good a time as any to try this. I'd love you to do it with me. Let's sort out your home office workspace. Thanks for listening to ABC Radio National's This Working Life. It was produced by Michelle Weeks on the lands of the Wurundjeri people in Naarm, Melbourne. If you like what you heard, subscribe to our podcast, share it with a colleague or a friend. You can do that on the ABC Listen app or anywhere you get your podcasts. I'm Lisa Leong. Until next time, work it, baby.